Change is coming. Anybody want to go home with me? There you go. Well, that's good. It's good to be excited.
Yes, it is.
Enthusiastic. Make my voice change. So true. Can you imagine what it's going to be like? Transparent streets of gold. The glory of God is going to light up the place. And you wonder why you're going to have these crystal clear walls, so the glory of God can shine through it. There won't be a hint of darkness in eternity. Not one. Isn't that going to be great? It's going to be awesome. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? Well, I have had several ask me, a lot, would you teach on the rapture? Yes. Beginning this morning. So we're going to take a little parenthesis, little time out from Matthew, but we'll get back to it. We're going to talk about the rapture. Look at your printout, if you will. We'll begin talking about the rapture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The rapture is a church age doctrine. Quite a phenomenon is the rapture. You need to understand it to give you the assurance that you will be raised from the dead if you are in the ground when Christ comes, or if you are alive, you will be caught up to meet Jesus Christ in the air. And a lot of people say, Terry, am I going to have to go through death in order to receive a resurrection body? The answer is no. If Jesus were to come in about 5 minutes, the only thing that would give an indication that you've gone up in the rapture is there will be a pile of clothes where you were sitting.
That's right.
The shirt will be on the floor. The breeches will be on the floor. Your phone. Thank you, Lord. Yes. I can just see them going up in the rapture saying, I got to make this one call. Well, you're going to have to be a fast talker to make that call. Because it said it will all happen in the twinkling of an eye. Blink your eyes and the rapture has taken place. You've been called back to meet the Lord in the air, to be with Him forever and ever and ever. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for teaching us about the rapture. We all have questions about that church age miraculous miracle that You're going to pull off. In fact, You're the only one that can do it. And we want to thank You that You have the power to take us up through the kingdom of Satan during that time. He'll not be able to stop us in any way. We're going right up through it to be with our Lord Jesus, to be with God the Father, to be with the Holy Spirit, to be with the angels, to be with Old Testament Christians, tribulation Christians, Christians during the church age. Everyone who's been a Christian is going to make it. But I want to thank You for the new heaven and new earth. And that new Jerusalem that's going to come down out of heaven and settle right down upon the earth or right above it. And I want to thank You that there will be no memory of this life. Every tear will be wiped away. It'll never come back. No more sickness, no more sorrow, no more death. We're in a resurrected, glorified body, and it's beautiful. We thank You for providing all of this through Your death, burial, and resurrection. For reversing the curse that was placed upon mankind. And Jesus did it. That's why we praise Him and sing about Him and get so excited reading His Word and hearing music about Him and just being able to say thank You. And thank You is not near enough. But one day we'll do more than say thank you. We will praise Him like never before. We will think of Him as never before thought. We will love Him as we've never loved Him before. Isn't it going to be nice? All of this mess is over and done. And every moment of eternity, just think about it, there'll never be a dull moment. Every moment will be fresh. Every moment will be exciting. It's all going to be new. And oh, how enjoyable it will be when we fall at His feet and sing glory, glory, glory. Thank you for saving us, giving us that privilege to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior and to live for Him. Thank you for the Word of God that is our direction, our roadmap. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that is our divine enabler that gives us the power of God to live a supernatural life unto God and to live it in faith in the Word of God. Now I pray, give us spiritual enlightenment and understanding that we'll learn about the rapture as we should in such a way that we'll be able to share it with others when they ask questions about it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The rapture of the church. Intro. We will begin in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now the word doesn't appear in our King James or in most of our English translations, although the word is in the German translation. The word most often used by early translations before 1611 AD was the departure or departing from one place to another. We have coined the word rapture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, Paul starts out by talking about a mystery that is about to be revealed. The word mystery is translated a secret. There has not been a hint of a group of people who are going to be alive and suddenly taken off the scene, which we call the rapture. And the reason is, it is a church age phenomena. And only one writer in Scripture writes concerning the church, and that is the Apostle Paul. So it stands to reason that from this man's writing that he received from the Lord, we get the teaching of the rapture, or the catching away of the body of Christ. It is a church age doctrine. No one else was ever told to look for this event except the church. Let me make a note here, and you might want to make a note. The church age began on the day of Pentecost, and it will end at the rapture of the church. To be more technical, the church age began in eternity past by divine decree. It became non-negotiable. Nothing was going to disturb it. Nothing was going to stop it. Christ came at exactly the right moment and the right time in history to begin the church age. You can't put a date on the rapture, but we are to expect it at any moment. He may come this afternoon. He may come before we finish this message. When the last sinner is saved, and no one knows that, only God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing? When that last sinner is saved, and you're probably thinking when that last sinner walks the aisle in church, it may not be in church, it may be in his own home. It may be in the grocery store. It may be at a public school, at a college. It can be anywhere. But someone is going to be born stamped the last sinner coming to Christ. And the Holy Spirit will make sure that individual will receive Christ as his or her personal Lord and Savior, you're probably thinking, well, it's going to be an adult. Really? Where did you read that in the Bible? It can be a small child coming to receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. We do not know who nor when, but we do know it is going to happen. Back to your printout. He may come this afternoon or before we finish this message when the last sinner is saved and the body of Christ is complete. Then we are removed. We is a reference to believers in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And the Antichrist, remember, is a person. The Antichrist is also a system. We'll sign a peace treaty with Israel. We do know, according to Paul, the rapture will happen before the Antichrist is revealed. And again, some say, is the Antichrist living at this moment? I believe he is. I nearly changed my mind from he to she when I heard Cortez speak. She says she's the boss. She's number one. It really gets on my nerves when she's speaking to see all the men behind her like this, like whipped children, listening to their mother speak, not able to do a thing, just stand there and take it. Here's my question. Where are the men to put her in her place? I'll stop there. 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52. Behold, can't you just imagine this being written down and Paul even saying it? Behold. The word behold means to spiritually understand. To spiritually understand. So Paul is about to speak spiritual doctrine. And he sees you need to have spiritual understanding. So it's going to take the Holy Spirit to give you that spiritual understanding so you'll have that spiritual enlightenment. You need to spiritually understand what he is about to reveal. Behold, I show you a mystery. Underline that word mystery. Two things here. Number one, the word mystery, a series of events that will occur when Christ returns. I'll repeat that. The word mystery, a series of events that will occur when Christ returns at the end of the church age. Behold, I show you a mystery. There's a second meaning pertaining to the word mystery. It is a secret doctrine that can only be known through spiritual revelation. The word mystery is a secret doctrine that can only be known through spiritual revelation that comes from the living God himself. Behold, I show you a mystery. We, Paul, always includes himself with us, the believers, shall not all sleep. Underline that word, all. Reference to all Christians. We shall not all sleep, parenthesis, or die. But we shall all be changed. Underline the word changed. It means transformed. Now there's some notes here you might want to jot down. Number one, some Christians will be alive when Christ comes. Some Christians will be alive as you are right now when Christ comes. Number two, some Christians will be asleep when Christ comes. Some people will be asleep. Some Christians will be asleep when Christ comes. Number three, both living and dead Christians will receive a resurrection body. Both living and dead Christians will receive a resurrection body. I referred to this earlier in my brief introduction. People always ask, will I have to go through death in order to receive a resurrected, glorified body? The answer is no. Again, if Christ comes in about 5 minutes, then he's going to take the body you have in His miraculous way and powerful way, what's going to happen? It's going to be transformed or changed into a resurrected, glorified body. All right, let's continue. We shall not all sleep or die, but we shall all be changed. A good motto for the nursery. How? In a moment. Underline the word moment. The word moment in the Greek refers to the word atom. In other words, you're talking about a split second. Blink your eyes and the rapture has began and the rapture has now ended. So what is the length of the rapture? It is the twinkling of an eye. It is the blinking of an eye. Really, it's going to be an invisible moment during this time. But we shall all be changed. How? In a moment, in a split second, an invisible moment to us, in the twinkling of an eye. Here's a little note you might want to add. The return of Jesus Christ will occur very rapidly once it begins. The return of Jesus Christ will occur very rapidly once it begins. Secondly, there will be no time for last-minute prayers. It will be so fast, there will be no time for last-minute prayers. There will not be a time for a profession of faith to be made in Jesus Christ. Can you make a profession of faith in Jesus Christ by the time you can blink your eyes? The answer is no. Well, let's look at a question, top of page 2. Number 1, some people ask, what will people think when they see our dead bodies and we're gone? We've already alluded to that, but listen again in parentheses. They won't see our dead bodies. There won't be a dead body to view. Only your clothes are going to be left in a pile, okay? Here we go. The only thing they will see is our clothes and possessions left behind. Somebody once said, Terry, what if I'm taking a shower? Or what if I'm in the bathtub and the rapture takes place? I assure you, you don't have to worry about nudity or your nakedness, because in the twinkling of an eye, before you can get out of that shower or bathtub, you're going to have a resurrected, glorified body, okay? The only thing they will see is our clothes and possessions left behind. This body is going to change as quickly as you can blink your eyes. Right now, our body is a frame of dust. Understand that. Number 2, people ask, am I going to have a better looking body than what I have now? The answer is absolutely yes. Harold? I have done a lot of praying here. I know God is capable of anything. But God told me there are some things He just can't do. We'll keep praying. You're going to receive a new body. And it will be glorious. This frame of dust we are in, prone to sin and corruption, sickness, and all its faults, in a split second, in the twinkling of an eye, is going to be changed. We won't leave this body behind, but it will be changed to a new one. 1 Corinthians 15:52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Just blink your eyes, please. That's fast, isn't it? Okay. At the last trump, parenthesis, the trump has always been used in Scripture to announce. So something is going to be announced. Even in Israel, they blew the trumpet for various reasons. For the gathering of the people together. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised. Underline that word, raised. Raised. There are two things here. Number one, here is the doctrine of the resurrection. Here is the doctrine of the resurrection. Number two, the word raised means to arouse from sleep. To arouse from the sleep of death. Well, when I die, what right there. And he is referenced to all Christian people. It'll be in the twinkling of an eye. So in a moment, again, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the trump has always been used in Scripture to announce. Even in Israel, they blew the trumpet for various reasons, for the gathering of the people together. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ, shall be raised, aroused from the sleep of death. Incorruptible. Underline incorruptible. It means immortal. Not liable to corruption or decay. And we shall be changed. Underline that word change. And here's what it means in the Greek language. It causes one thing to cease and another to take its place. It causes one thing to cease and another to take its place. What is going to cease? This physical body, right? Okay. Even the ashes or the dust. And it is going to be changed. The first to respond to that trumpet call will be the dead in Christ. Those who have died, they died in Christ. They died a Christian. They died already having made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. I say it that way because there is no purgatory. There is no second chance after you die. There is no place to go to better yourself to such a degree that you are now able to stand in front of Jesus Christ and say, I have been justified. When you die a Christian, it means you have already been justified by the Lord Jesus Christ. You have believed in Him being God, being Messiah, being the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that Jesus Christ paid your sin debt in full. So therefore, when you die as a Christian, again, you go immediately into the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in the third heaven. You are there in a disembodied state, but according to Revelation, you can see, you can hear, you can speak. You're fully aware of all your surroundings. You will be awaiting your resurrected, glorified body. But you are fully aware where you are after death, before the resurrection body, that you are in the very presence of Jesus Christ. And I promise you, even in a disembodied state, it is going to be a wonderful, awesome place to be. And you're going to enjoy it. But then when you get that resurrected, glorified body, you're going to enjoy it even more. Will you be able to go through walls if need be? That'll be no problem right there. You can go anywhere that you need to go. All right? Here we go. So the first to respond to that trumpet call will be the dead. In verse 23 of this chapter, Paul tells us that believers of the human race from Adam through the tribulation. So what does that mean? There will be people saved in the seven-year tribulation period. There will be Christians that are Jewish. There will be Christians that are Gentile. From Adam through the tribulation are not going to be resurrected at the same moment. There are going to be divisions. 1 Corinthians 15:23. But every man in his own order. Underline the word order, if you will. An ordered arrangement reflecting God's wisdom. An ordered arrangement by God reflecting God's wisdom in the rapture. And here we go, secondly. Each event will happen at its own specified time. I'll repeat that. Each event will happen at its own specified time. But every man in his own order. Christ, the first fruits. Two things here. Number one, The resurrection of Jesus Christ, is it important? It is absolutely important. The resurrection of Jesus Christ was an event that set in motion the reversal of the curse of God against Adam. That's how important it is. Let me reread this. The resurrection of Jesus Christ was an event that set in motion the reversal of the curse of God against Adam. We can now anticipate a time when our bodies laid in the grave at the time of death will be raised back to life. Secondly, in reference to first fruits guaranteed the future resurrection of Christians. That's the excitement of it. I am guaranteed that I am going to be resurrected as a child of God by the power of Almighty God. Guaranteed the future resurrection of Christians. It is a pledge and promise of the rest of the harvest that is to follow. That's why Christ is referred to the first fruits, because more is going to follow. Afterward, they that are Christ at His coming. Underline the word coming, please. The word coming means the arrival of the owner. The arrival of the owner. So when Jesus Christ comes, the owner of the body of Christ is coming to take His body. All right, here we go. Secondly, He is the only one who can deal with this situation. He is the owner. So it only makes sense. He is the only one who can deal with the rapture of His body, the church. But every man in his own order. Christ, the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ at His coming. Look at the word order. It means organization or company. There will be several resurrections of the believer. This is where a lot of people get in trouble when they study about the rapture of the church or the resurrection. When you are involved in the first resurrection, it is synonymous, like to say with it, that you are involved in the rapture of the church, okay? The first resurrection has to do with believers. The first resurrection has to do with believers. Now, will there be a series of what? Those being raised from the dead. Absolutely. But if you didn't go up in the rapture of the church during the church age, does that mean that's all the Christians that are going to be raptured? That's not what the Bible says. What about those back in the Old Testament? Did we have Christians back then? Will they be resurrected? Will you have Christians during the seven-year tribulation period? Will they be resurrected? So you see the resurrection pertaining to believers. It will be a series of what? Resurrections that are going to take place. But I'll tell you what, that's the one you want to be in, because you don't want to be in the resurrection that's going to take place for unbelievers. Unbelievers. So every human being that has ever been born is going to experience, more likely, a resurrection. Those unto eternal life, those unto eternal death. Because the resurrection of unbelievers, those that have rejected Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, once again, you know this, they will stand at the great white throne judgment. It is the last judgment that is going to take place, okay? And therefore, when the unbeliever stands there, he will listen to Christ speak in reference directly to him for a moment. And then at the right time, when all unbelievers have been addressed by Jesus Christ, they are all going to be sent into the lake of fire. Remember, the lake of fire at this moment is not open for business. When an unbeliever dies at this time, where does he or she go? They go to Sheol, S-H-E-O-L. It is a place of punishment. side of the Father, God the Father. All judgment has been given into the hands of Jesus Christ. Therefore, Jesus Christ, why is not rejected during the time that you're alive in the world?
The word.
because you'll go through things you never even thought. All I can work in with you things that you will have heard of. Just think about it. You